Okay, that just leaves us with talking about the distal convoluted tubule and then the collecting duct. When we think about the distal convoluted tubule, we are going to get reabsorption of various things here, such as sodium and chloride ions and calcium ions. The difference is going to be that reabsorption in the distal is under the control of hormones, as are the processes that we see occurring in the collecting duct. So let's look really at the collecting duct in a bit more detail. So if we look at the collecting duct, there are three really important hormones that we want to talk about. One is going to be antidiuretic hormone, the other is aldosterone, and finally we've got atrial natriuretic peptide. So we're already familiar with antidiuretic hormone, and we've looked at it for blood pressure. Okay, we've looked at what it does, but now we're actually looking at where in the kidneys it's going to have its effect. So it's going to have its effect in the collecting duct mostly, and also the distal convoluted tubule. And the end result of antidiuretic hormone is you're going to insert aquaporins into the cell membranes so you can reabsorb water. You can move water from your urine to your blood. And you're going to want to do that when your blood volume is low, or your blood pressure is low, or you're dehydrated. Similarly, when we look at the distal convoluted tubule and the collecting duct, mostly the collecting duct, we can also talk about our hormone aldosterone. And we know previously that aldosterone is going to cause reabsorption of sodium, and water is going to follow. We even know how we reabsorb sodium because we looked at that when we looked at our hormones last term. And again, you are going to want to reabsorb sodium, particularly in relation to blood volume and blood pressure. So if your blood volume's gone down or your blood pressure's gone down, you're going to want to reabsorb sodium so water can follow. Also, working on this part of the kidney, on the collecting duct, aldosterone also affects potassium. The difference being that when you want to reabsorb sodium using aldosterone, we know we've got to use that quite complicated mechanism, the renin-angiotensin aldosterone system, but that is not what happens for potassium. It actually causes you to secrete potassium, aldosterone, and increased potassium in the bloodstream acts directly on the adrenal cortex. There's no renin-angiotensin aldosterone system. And then we've also got our atrial natriuretic peptide hormone, which will also be working on the collecting duct. And we know the main effect of this hormone is to cause secretion of sodium and secretion of water. And this would happen when you've got high blood pressure and you want to reduce your blood pressure. There are other hormones acting on this area of the kidneys. There's one that we haven't considered called parathyroid hormone. And this acts on the collecting duct and the distal convoluted tubule, and it causes reabsorption of calcium. Other important things which are happening in the distal convoluted tubule are you're going to have various ions which are being reabsorbed or secreted, such as ones which help control acid-base balance. So here we can both reabsorb or secrete hydrogen ions and bicarb ions. And which way you move them is going to depend on the body's acid-base status. And we can also, we've already talked about how we're going to secrete our potassium here. So I think we've covered the major roles now of the kidney.